Besser on News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. More than 800 National Guard officers and agents were deployed into Washington, D.C. on Monday night. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Presidential spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the officers made a total of 23 arrests following Donald Trump's federal takeover of the D.C. Police Department and activation of the National Guard.
A total of 6 illegal handguns were seized off of District of Columbia streets.
The president has declared a public safety emergency in the District of Columbia, even though police data show a decline in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An investigation has begun into the deadly shooting at CDC headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia.
Authorities say the shooter who attacked CDC headquarters in Atlanta last week was protesting coronavirus vaccines. Chris Hosey with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Patrick White fired more than 180 shots with a long gun and broke into a locked safe to get his father's weapons. A police officer was killed. Hosey says White wanted to send a message.
A search warrant executed at the residence of the shooter revealed written documentation that expressed the shooter's discontent with the COVID-19 vaccinations.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian President Vladimir Putin wants Ukraine to withdraw from the remaining 30% of the Donetsk region that Ukraine controls as part of a ceasefire deal. Zelensky reiterated that Ukraine would not withdraw from territories it controls because it was unconstitutional and would only serve as a springboard for a future Russian invasion. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 483 points, the NASDAQ rose 296, the S&P advanced 72. This is SRN News. A work of art is restored at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Christ on the Water by Hunter Wood has been the focus of a lot of contention recently. Ever since World War II, the gigantic painting of Jesus rescuing sailors at sea hung quietly in the school's main administrative building. But during the Biden years, it was challenged by a separation of church and state group and removed to the basement. With the changing of the guard in Washington, however, the painting is now being brought back up for display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools across the United States. Indiana is currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to do so. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stock market rallied to more records after data suggested inflation across the country was a touch better last month than economists expected. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%, beating its all-time highs set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average adding 1.1%, while the NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.4% to its own record. Stocks got a lift from hopes that the better-than-expected inflation report will give the Federal Reserve leeway to cut interest rates at its next meeting in September. Lower rates can give the economy and investment prices a boost. The Dow was up 483 points today to finish at 44,458. The NASDAQ gained 296 to 21,681. The S&P 500 added 72 points to 6,445. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.